kindergarten daf mesecht is getting up in the dal beginning with basic and it's not the beginning of the gemara. Rabbi says kosher biyadi nema. Anything that a person has the ability to do, so then he's believed when he says that. Which picture b'intam b'intam asks, he says, look, the hacho b'hiya, if ala rabbi, imakoy d'rabba, loy mehemen, the only reason why you believe, there's elmashem shahoy biyadi tchila. Even though it's not biyadi right now, and that's what he disagrees with Rabbi, but it's only because ultimately in the beginning, you had the opportunity. Now, Pagolim, the Gemara, Kedushna, Samuel, Bamanav, Pligia, by Rabbi and Rabbi disagree, but Ishta is into Be'erechon. So let's say there's one person testifying that his wife has Mazana. Malo Shesik, and the man, the husband himself, is silent. Mashma, that's what they have Machligis regarding what the halachic status of this wife is going to be. Mashma, Hasam, the Tabayi, Maidu. Now, it sounds like from over there, both of them agree. Bamle, Erechon, if one witness tells the husband, Nitmotera Secha, that your Taharis became Tamim, Malo Shesik, and he's quiet, then them is going to believe. And there's only a machlekes regarding the halacha of the wife of this nos, of the davish be'erva. Chayin amalei soto if amalei eid echad if one witness tells him machal tachil be eight forbidden fats, that he would be believed. Now I've avgavdim biyadi that was never in his ability to do. So but here it sounds like that everyone agrees only because there is an element of biyadi. So Rebbeinu Tam says the achbim machishay. Here we're talking about where he's refuting him. Oyemayim says I don't know. And therefore, that's why the guy's not believed, unless it's biyadi. But they had the shaisik, where he's quiet, that's like admission, and therefore, that's why he would be believed, at least in those other cases. The boy wants to resolve from it, that one witness to believe when it comes to Isser. But the Gemara rejects, says, no, maybe he's the mission of the ishtik, because he's quiet. And when he's quiet, it's like admission. Now, regarding the wife being Mazana, pliginami, that also the dispute is b'sheisik, that when he's quiet, and according to Abai, it's effective with one kosher witness, to Lab Gazlanam, who's not a robber. The Bishop is not less than two people, or at least with a warning and with seclusion and with one aid. Yeah, but the b'sheisik shami, that's why when he's quiet, that's different. Or you could say rabbinically, is a problem. But Rava, philosophically, also now according to Rava, no, even if it's quiet, it's not going to be forbidden. I'm kidding, Mehemna, like a betray, as Igma says over there, unless he believes in like two people. And that's the dispute over there. But again, the difference between the sugis is regarding if he's shaisig or if he's saying, look, I don't know, I don't believe you, that's the difference. Now, from this, Rabbeinu Tam says, if someone is purifying, he's meaning he's making his wine by the non Jews, and he's like the Rava Machsher. He's making sure that it's being done without the non Jew touching. If he finds him and he says to him, look, the first time where he meets him, Hamdi's believed Karaba like Rabba. And even if he contradicts him, because keeping the biyadai, that's what we say, when I say Arsug is Machisha. And since it was in his ability, so to make it that the non Jew should touch it, he's believed. But someone else who wasn't biyadai wouldn't be believed. If the owner of the wine contradicts him, or even if he says, I don't know, not be shasa, but if he would be quiet. So that's like we say kaidah. Then that guy would be believed, even though it was not biyadi, as we're saying from the conglomerate of these two sugis. He passes the same way also. Now, if he believes in like two people, also then it's going to be forbidden. Like we find over there, the makedushin of samach vav, amen aleph, where the rabbi according to rava, the full heichad lenehemin, even when he's not believed, from the kamakam ledidei aser. That even though he's not believed, we don't believe him, but when the guy himself would be forbidden because the Shabbat Shachatich of the Asura, because, like, you know, you're believing like two people. So, okay, so then it's like you're making this thing forbidden on yourself. Now, but there would seem the Mishaisik Machmashani Yedeya. Now, there's a different type of being quiet because the guy doesn't know the Loyha Vishnikerdo. Then we don't say being quiet is like admission. But, and unlike what we said before, that Shtika would be like Koido. When he tells him, look, your Taurus became tummy in front of you, or you know, that's where we're saying like, oh, okay, so then that being quiet is inherently, as we quote in the beginning of Taisis, going to tell us that his silence is admission. Teda, you should know, because the Kitani would learn to me the Chal Techila. One of the cases was you ate forbidden fats. Wasn't that kind of shtika? That is specific over there when he's being quiet. Like, the guy can't say, I don't know. He's saying that you did it. So that's where the shtika is going to go. But again, you could have shtikas that would not be going to go when the guy just doesn't know, and that wouldn't necessarily be considered as admission. That when he says, it made a piggle, is going to be believed. And that's what the Gemara is discussing, from where we know, you know, no one's there. But this is, wait a second, it's a wonder. Rabbi Yisrael Guv Bezvachim himself, who we're discussing, he says in Zvachim, he holds the pickle with the banas mefnim. There's no pickle when you have this makshavah with something that's done inside the Kodesh HaKadosh and the Av B'Shlamim, because we learn from something that has to be Pesach of might, not an oil might itself. So what are you talking about that you bring a rye from the case of Kohen Gadol? There is no pickle bifnim. B'Shem Tashmid can say is nehid the pickle the havi right. Although it's not really pickle, possibly have a god, it would be invalid. Pickle the hacha, when we say the words pickle, love davka is not precise. Kadashkam is saying perikam and the zogam, the vidal menal, the b'shem and dama kosha in the mazbeh hachitzen, kishlamin, anything that's not brought on the outer altar like shlamin, in chayim, the b'shem pickle, there's no liability as pickle. But maybe it's b'chadin, this is my b'shem and the possum and kabacham, but he would agree that would be possum and kabacham, it just wouldn't be pickle. Which Tashmid then says, ain't let the moment know the b'hem. But where do we know at all? How do you know that the Kohen Gadol would be believed? When the Gemara is assuming that for sure he's believed, how do you know? So it's interesting because the Peshit is obvious, the B'chol Kabbanah Shaykh Pickle, it was obvious to the Gemara that all Kabbanahs, you would have the application of Pickle, B'chol Da'al Reis, but all types of the four Avodahs that you have by Karbon. And therefore, that would include the Kohen Gadol, and that's what the Gemara is saying. Well, how do we know if we don't believe him?